We are beginning tonight's shiur. It's been Reishin and Tess. We are at the end of Siv Zayin, page Lamed Aleph, the page following page 60. Mr. Shem will finish the Simen, and then we will do the Chazara of the Halachas of Shihia and Hatmana in the Mishnah Berura. So the Rambam says on the top line, Venerally, it appears to me, Hodu Mutter Lachzor Belistom Hatanur Hainu Bayom. That which we just said last time in the Rambam, we actually said it in the Mechaber, that a tanur that had hot food in it, you can close it up with a board, and then you can smear it with a tit, and then it's mutter listor osa stima kedei lehotzi achamen. You're allowed to take apart that closing to get out your food, velachzor ulasasmo, and then you can close it up again. As long as you don't know about the hot coals, you're allowed to close it up again. So the Rambam here says, nearly, hodumutter lachzor v'listo matanor, that which we say, you're allowed to close up the oven again, hainu bayom, that is specifically during the day, Shabbos day, dikfar kol hakederos mevusholos kol tzarkon, because by Shabbos day, we assume all the pots that are in there are fully cooked. Ava balaylo samuch latmanoso, but in the nighttime, when it is close to the time when you did the atmana, it's close to before Shabbos, v'yesh l'sapik shem hakederos adayin enu mevusholos kol tzarkon, and there's a concern that maybe some pots that are in the oven are not fully cooked. Usr lister atanor, it is usr to close the oven. Degorim bishul, because it causes the food to cook. Commotion is by some ration zayin siv dalid. V'afilu agdei eni yehudi usr, even having a goydu, it is usr. Commotion is by l'el sov simen ration gimel. So the Rambam is telling us over here, although last time in the Mechaber and the Rambam we were discussing the extinguishing of the coals, now we're discussing pasha, a problem of bishul, that if you want to close up the oven after you take some of the food out, so if there are other pots there, so then you're only allowed to close it up during the day, because then you assume everything is fully cooked. But at night, where there's a concern that things are not fully cooked, that would be a problem of closing the oven for causing bishul. So the Mishnah Berurah picks up in Sukkotan Chav Gimel. Diyesh l'sapik, we said that it's a possibility that maybe there are pots with dishes in them that are not fully cooked. Hainu afilum eino yodea shekenu, even if you don't know that for a fact, that they're not fully cooked dishes, yesh l'lochosh l'zeh mistama. You have to be concerned that maybe that's the case, and therefore it would be a problem to close the oven. Sifkotan Chav Dalet Osir Lista Matanur, it would be forbidden to close the oven. Da'idei stimas piv, because through closing the mouth of the oven, v'afilu b'lo ticha betit, even if you don't smear it with the clay, mosif chom, it adds heat by closing it, u'mizbashel u'mehera, and it cooks faster. V'aser, and it is forbidden, afilu matano gorif v'kotum v'nagacholim, even if the oven has the coals cleaned out, or they're covered with dirt, it still will be a problem of bishul, because by closing the door, you're increasing the heat, and that will cause bishul. V'matanor eino garv v'kotum v'nagacholim, and if the oven is in fact not garv v'kotum, but there are coals there, osir liyisrael l'sasmo af imakaderos kfar mevusholos kol tzorka mibodyom, then it would be osir for the Jew to close the oven, even if the dishes were fully cooked from before Shabbos. The belayla mistama adayin lo nisaklu hagacholim, because at night we have to assume that even if the food that's there is cooked, we have to assume the coals have not yet extinguished. V'lo chasho sein, and they're still glowing. V'yesh chash kibui al yedei astima, and then there will be a concern of extinguishing the coals by closing the oven. Again, the problem we said in the Ramah of closing the oven on Friday night was that assuming the food is not fully cooked, that's goring the bishul sifkatan chavei. V'afilu b'dieved osra atashel k'dim avashel b'shabbos. Even if you closed it, b'dieved, the food is going to be osir like one who cooked on Shabbos. Ayin lekamon b'simin shin yud chesif aleph. V'hu shelo higia adayin lamacha ben jusoi. That which you're going to ask for the food, even b'dieved, is only going to be if the food did not yet reach the point of macha ben jusoi. Did b'higia, because if the food already reached the point of half cooked or a third cooked, ain lasor b'zeh b'dieved, then we would not ask for b'dieved. If we look in the Shaar Tzion, it owes Chav Dalet, he writes, on that which the Mishnah Berurah said that it's a problem that you cause it to do bishul, and even with the evidence it's going to be usur, but that's only if the food did not yet reach Macha ben Jusoi, but if it reached Macha ben Jusoi, it would not be usur. Says the Shaar Tzion, I am a Prima Gadam Shikshi Alzeh, the Prima Gadam asks on this. Lefim adakai milon and simen shinyur chesiv dalet. Da'afilu b'nis bashul ki Macha ben Jusoi yesh bishul. We hold that in Shinyur Ches, that even if a food is cooked k'macha ben yusai, there's still an issur d'oraisa of doing bishul afterwards. Im kein ye aser af achar shiga macha ben yusai. So, frak the prima gadim, how can we say over here that if the food already reached macha ben yusai, there's no problem with bishul? It's not true. The mechaber says in shinyut chesiv dalid that even if it reached macha ben yusai, there still is an issur in continuing the bishul process. V'nisha b'tzarachin, the prima gadim ends up with the tzarachin. U'mikomakom, excuse me, nirali, says the Chavetz Chaim, it appears to me, she'ein lozes mipsak haramot l'inyan d'yavid. We should not veer off from the psak of the Ramot. Lagavi, what he said, b'diyavid, acharei she'yesh deos b'ikir hadin. Because since l'maisa, that is a machlokas of whether there is bishul after it reached the point of Macha ben Yusai, and even though the Mechaber says it is a problem, others say that it's not a problem. Not only that, the gam nuchal etzarf lazeh das agro. We could also combine to be lenient the sheet of the gra shaposek besimin shin yud ches krabi meir, that he passes the shin yud ches like krabi meir. The mevashel mamish b'shogeg yochel, that even if you cook mamish b'shogeg was by accident, you're allowed to eat it. V'yadua de'omer mutter nami b'chlal shogeg hu, and we know that one who says it's mutter is included in shogeg, and therefore the Chavetz Chaim answers the prima gadim's question by saying, number one, there are those who argue with the mechaber and say once it's Macha ben Yusai, there is no problem with bishul afterwards, and even if there is, you have the gra to rely on that bishul b'shogeg is still mutter. And now we go to the final mishabura, which is sifkaton chavav. Sifkaton chavav is going on the last nakuda that said even asking a guy to close it is a problem on Friday night because maybe there is food in there that is not fully cooked and it will be a problem of bishul. Says the mishabura, va'afilu ayidei einu yehudi aser hastima, even through a guy it is aser to close the oven. V'afilu below meiru petit, even if you don't seal it with a clay. To whom mekarev habishul mamish ayidei zeh, because you're bringing the bishul closer by closing the oven. The kol shekein the aser lomar lemareach hastima betit. Certainly, it's aser to tell the guy to smear the clay around to seal the door of the oven. The yesh bazeh mishum melachas lemareach, because that's an iser daraisa of mareach. The aser afilu hoya sosim atanah mikodem, and that'll be forbidden even if the tanah was originally sealed and you unseal it to get your food out. To seal it back up would be an iser daraisa, and that would be a problem tell a guy to do as well. If you look in the Shaar Tzion in Os Chavav, that which the Mechaber says you can't tell a guy to close the oven because that's Mekarev the Bishul, the Eino Domer Loma Shehitra Mechaber Astima Ayidei Eino Yehudi Begachalim Lochashos. This is not similar to that which the Mechaber said that you can have a guy close the oven even though there are coals that are glowing. When there are coals that are glowing and you close the oven and the coals are going to go out, that's a psik reish that's going to go out, but that's the lo nichalei, and that's why the mechaber is matter. But over here, the psik reish is in the food cooking. So here it is a psik reish, the nichalei, and therefore it would be more problematic. Says the Mishavura Vaiter in the fourth line on the left side, Ulainin Dievid, Im Sosam Ha'eno Yehudi Atanur Ein Lasar Atavshil, but Dievid, if the guy was asked to close the oven, you would not answer the Tavshil B'dievid. De lo ahani maisav kokach l'maisa, his action did not help so much. To belav hochi oya misbashe l'basov, because anyway, the food was in the oven, it would have gotten cooked anyway. By closing the door, it made it go a little faster, but that's not considered enough of a maisa that B'dievid we would answer the food. Kosu ha'achronim, da'afilu b'kayas, even in the summer, sheregilim losis nebeis haknesis ba'od yom gadol. Even in the summer when we make early Shabbos and you come out of shul and it is still daytime, shadayin lo chashecha, it's not yet dark, v'lo igiyaz ma ben hashmashos, it's not yet ben hashmashos. Ve'ein yisuro v'yisrael rach m'derabonon b'pnei shekibel olav Shabbos. And there's no iser for the Yisrael to do malacha only midrabbana because he was makabel Shabbos early. Afilu hachi yesh li zor melomer oz leino yehudi lista matanor. Still, you should be careful not to tell a guy to close up the oven. Even though at that time it's not really Shabbos yet, so you should be allowed to tell a guy to do it. You're allowed to tell a Jew to do it who's making late Shabbos, if you made early Shabbos. So you certainly should be allowed to tell the guy. But still the Mishabura says, even though really you should be allowed to, one should be careful not to tell a guy to close the oven after early Shabbos when it is still daytime. Why is that? The Yova Lomer Lo Gam Bachoref. Because then you might come to ask him to do it as well in the winter. When you come out of shul and it's close to dark, and by the time you wash your hands and you make kiddush, and you tell the guy to close the oven door, And therefore, it's like a geder, that since in the winter, when we come out of shul, by the time we get ready for the Suda, and you'd ask the guy to close the oven, it would already be Shabbos. Therefore, in the summer, even though you made early Shabbos and Ikra Din, you could tell a guy to do it, you could tell a Jew to do it, you should be careful not to tell a guy to do it, because you might come to tell a guy to do it in the winter as well. That concludes the Simon Reish and Tess, and it concludes also this whole sugya that we've had since Reish and Gimel through Reish and Tess about the halachas of Shehiya and Hatmana. And now we're going to read in the Mishavura the Bo Yevoar Kol Ikrei HaInyanim Shel Shehiya VeHatmana BeKitzer, an abbreviated summary of the klalim that we had in Shehiya and Hatmana, taken from the Magen Avraham, the Tosefa Shabbos, and other Achronim. So let's go through that in the Mishavura. Klalo de Milsa, the general rule is, nowadays, that when we put the pots in the oven, they are not insulated. We put pots in the oven with food before Shabbos. We don't insulate them, so there's no issue of atmana. Therefore, the only possible concern here is shehiya, which is leaving a pot on the stove or in the oven going into Shabbos. There is no problem of atmana on something that adds heat. The af im he'emida al ha'gecholim. Even if you put that pot that is in the oven on the coals, mamish, kevan shemegula lamala lo mikri atmana. Since it's revealed on top, the coals are only on the bottom, that's not called atmana. Kemosha kosav ramah simen reishon gimel sosav al ba'agol, like the Ramah told us, not like the Mechaber. So the feed the Ramah, since we put our pots in the oven without anything around it, and even if we put it on the coals, since it's only on top of the coals, it's not covered by the coals, l'fi d'Ramah, it is not an issue of hatmana. This would only be an issue of shehiya. Ulefikach, and therefore it says the Mishabura, in this bashlu kimacha ben jerusoy mibod yom, if the food in the pot was already half cooked before Shabbos, haino kechatzi bishul v'yesh omim shlish bishul, right, that was the machlokas that we saw, mutter l'hashoson, you're allowed to leave it there as Shabbos comes in, afal pi she'ein hatanor goruth v'lo kotum, even though the burning coals are still there, they were not swept out, they were not covered, the coals are still there, everything is still there, you're allowed to leave the pot there because it is machal ben jusoy. And that was the more lenient shita that we saw. The original shita of the Mechaber was it had to be fully cooked and misamek v'ralo, but lefi the more lenient shita, it was enough that it was kemachal ben jusoy, and therefore the oven does not even have to be garif ekotem. Ubasar im nos no chai b'kedera samuch l'chashecha mamish. And raw meat, if you place it in the pot close to Shabbos mamish, the haino kolam shkia sachama, before shkia, harei ze gamke mutter. That's also permissible, as we've discussed many times, because the raw meat, you're not going to come to soak the coals, because it's not going to help for the Friday night suda, and it's not necessary for the Shabbos day suda, will be ready anyway. And therefore, it's mutter, even though it's not garif ekotem, if there is raw meat. Avo. Tzoli umine botzek umine kidneyos upashtida lo mahani chai. However, when it comes to roast and it comes to types of dough and types of beans and pashtida, which is a dough with the meat inside, all those cases lo mahani chai, it will not help for these things to be chai like it helps by the meat being raw. These things being raw doesn't help, and the reason is because these cook much faster, and therefore even though it is raw, if you soak the coals you could get it ready for tonight's suda, and therefore they are not permissible like the raw meat. And therefore it follows the rules of every other kind of dish, like we discussed before, that it has to be kemacha ben yusai from before Shabbos. Ach, but if you place in these dishes a piece of meat close to Shabbos, even if they're in the beginning of their cooking, gam ke mutter, that would be permissible. Because again, not only is the basar chai mutter if it's the whole dish, even if you throw in a piece of basar chai to another dish that's going to cook fast, but since the basar chai is going to take a long time, we assume that you're mesiel das from this dish and you will not come to stoke the coals. And if the oven is sealed with clay, then everything is mutter, because we're not worried you're going to come to stoke the coals. And like we just learned recently, if you know that in the oven you have glowing coals, a Jew cannot open the oven, you would have to ask a guy to open the oven. Because by opening the oven, the fire is going to be increased, and that's a problem of Havara, and it is a psik reish, it'll happen, and therefore you can't do it yourself, but you can ask a goy to do it. But if the coals are not under the pot, but they are around the pot, well, yikach Yisrael ha-kedera, we said a Jew should not take off the pot, ki'im eino Yehudi, only a goy should. And if the pot is resting on the coals, shari al yedei Yisrael. So there we know it's mutter for the Jew to take it off, because it's only on top of the coals. Im efshar binyan acher, a Jew can take it off only if there's no other way to get it off. Ach sheizor sheigachil misham benachas, but you should make sure to take it off very gently. Velo yinanei hagecholim. So if it's surrounded by coals, you got a problem taking it off. If the coals are only underneath, so then it's better not to if you have another eitzah, but if not, you can do it. Just be careful that you shouldn't move around the coals as you are taking it out in order not to extinguish or ignite coals. V'hu adin b'leil Shabbos k'shelokech ha'kedera min ha'tanur. Or so too on Friday night when you take the pot out of the oven, gam ki yitzarach li'zor b'cholzeh, to be careful also not to be moving around any coals. Therefore, we're careful close to Shabbos. When you leave the pot that's cooking for Lel Shabbos in the oven in a mutatik way, but you want to take it out Friday night, we're careful to move it a little bit away from the fire before Shabbos. That way you know that when you're ready to take it out for your Suda, there won't be a concern of moving around any coals and moving around the fire, and it'll be fine. Umutr lahaniyah b'Shabbos tavshil cham shenisbashel kol tzarko samach latanur al ha-levizbez. You're allowed to place on Shabbos a hot dish that was fully cooked next to the oven on a ledge, al-levizbez shalo, on its ledge, even if the oven is burning up and the coals are not cleaned out or covered, the smicha lo asru bazeh, because smicha, leaning it or close to it near the oven, they did not aser. The ala tanur nagu ha'olam heter im lo husak adayin. On top of an oven, the minaga olam is to matir it if it was not yet burnt up. The oven was not heated up. Aval im husak, but if it was already burnt up, v'yesh eish besocho lo, if there's a fire inside of it, so the minhag is not to put it on top. V'im nosan levena odaver acher al atanur lehefsek, but if you put a brick or something else as a separation on top of the oven, v'achakach nosin akadera le'ashari, and then you put a pot on top of that, that'll be permissible. That was the ma'ril that we saw, and that is okay if you put something on top of the oven and then put the pot on it. The chol de betavshil cham tzas. This is all talking about a dish that is a little bit hot. Abo betavshil kar legamri, but a dish that is totally cold. Afilu kodem shehusak aser afilu lismuch. Then even before the oven was heated up, it's aser even to do smicha ki im al yedei einu yehudi kodem shehusak. This is referencing back to the beis achoref tanur, the oven that's heating the house. If you remember, we said that you're only allowed to have a guy do it, to place the pot of food on top before you ask a guy to heat up the oven. That would be permissible. Ula'acha shehusak, but once the oven was already heated up to warm the house, afilu ayidei eino Yehudi aser, then even asking a guy to put the food on top afterwards is a problem. Diyesh bazech shash bishul, because that would be a problem of bishul, because after all, your liquid dish has cooled off, and yesh bishul, achar bishul, when it comes to liquids. When it comes to a chola who is not in a life-threatening situation, who has nothing to eat, you are allowed to heat up food, asking a guy to do it, even inside the oven. And in Note 36, he says, this is from the Shulchan Aruch later on in Shin Chav Ches, that we're matir Amir la'akum for a cholosh emes akana afil b'malacha daraisa, even for bishul which is daraisa. V'haramos shem hosta shegam tzorchei katan nechshavim k'tzorchei cholosh emes akana, that the tzorch of a katan is like a chola. So we're reading this note because this is not a summary of what we learned, because it's really from later on in Shin Chav Ches, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, that for a cholosh emes akana or for a katan, you're allowed to ask a guy to do a malacha daraisa and put in the food in the oven. V'dover she'en bo rotev, afilu kar, something that does not have any liquid. It is dry, afilu kar, even if it is cold, kecham dami, it is like, it is heated up. V'dover yovesh, she'en etzdanein kaim alon, because when it comes to a dry food item that has cooled off, we hold the ein bishul achar bishul, and therefore there is no problem of bishul achar bishul. That way we should discuss before of a problem is only by something with a liquid in it. Uperos chayin, raw fruit, afshin echolim kach, even though they are edible when they are raw, the chomine mashkin, and any drinks, dinam ketavshil sheyesh bo rotev, they have a din of a dish that has a rotev, a sauce, v'nitztanin legamri, and it cooled off totally, v'shayach bohem bishul. There it is, shayach bishul. If you remember, we had by fruit, that even if they're edible when they're raw, if they're cooked, they're considered better, and therefore there was bishul on raw fruit, and so too, by any kind of liquids, we hold yesh bishul, achar bishul, and therefore it'll be a problem. V'litein devar ma ala kedera kavua betanur, and to put something on top of a kedera that's set in the tanur, dino kumo ala tanur ubesocha kochlin. So this was discussing, again, the kedera that was set inside the oven, like we discussed way back when. So if you want to place something upon it, it has the same din as placing something on the oven or in the kochlin, which was like a little groove, a little shelf that you could put it inside. The law says, l'toch ha-mayim she-bekedera hi kankan im ha-mashkim. Now to place a little bottle of water inside that water that's in the oven, in the kedera, right? Law says, l'toch ha-mayim she-bekedera, to put inside the water that's in the kedera, in the oven, a kankan im-mashkim, a bottle with liquid in it, pshita da-aser, that is pashut, that it is forbidden. That would be bishul. The Yisrael also litein mayim l'tocha kedera hi b'shabbos afilu kolam shehusuk. And Yisrael wants to fill up that kedera that's stationary inside the oven, and you fill up with water so it won't break. A Yisrael is also to fill it up even before he has a guy firing up the oven, which you're allowed to ask a guy to fire up the oven because I call cholam eitzel tzina. So that you're allowed to do, but a Jew can't put the water there first because that's like one person bringing the pot, one person bringing the fire. They're both chayev certainly midirabbanon. Ach im nesonam ha'eno Yehudi kodem shehusok, but if a goy filled up the kedera in the oven with water before the oven was lit, shari lehanos mehem, then you are allowed to benefit from them. That's what we discussed, doing your dishes with that water that was heated up when the goy lit the oven to heat the house, and there was another guy who had previously filled up the pot inside the oven, so that water can be used to do the dishes. Gam be'erev Shabbos, samul chashecha, osu v'Yisrael litein shamayim. Even on erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, it's osu for a Jew to place water there. L'toch ha'kedera ahi keshehusak oz. It's osu to put in water in that pot that's set in the oven when it is fired up. Elim kein sheyuchul hischamim kechatzi chumam mibodyom. Unless, of course, the water will be able to get heated up at least halfway before Shabbos. Otherwise, you have a problem of bishul. U'b'shas atchak, in a pressing situation, sheshochach litem mikodem, that you forgot to put it in early enough that it should be halfway cooked before Shabbos, v'yorei shema tibaka ha'kedera me'achom, and you're worried that this pot that's inside the oven that's going to break, efshar sheish lahokel, then it could be, you could be lenient and you could put the water in before Shabbos, even though it won't get heated up halfway before Shabbos. Ach sheyizor litnan alkol ponem kodem shkes acham, but you have to be very careful that when you are putting it there, you're putting it there before Shkia. Ukumo shegasati besof simen reish nun dalet ayin sham. Oser lichroch b'shabes kedera im machal cham bekarim uchsasos im hutchilas hatmana. This is a summary of the halacha that we learned in Hatmana, that it is oser to wrap on Shabbos a pot that has hot food in it with pillows or cushions, if that is the initial atmana, because you can't do the initial atmana on Shabbos, even with a dover, that's not most of Hevel. Aval chazara mutter, but you are allowed to return it to its place of atmana on Shabbos. V'chol zeh davcho imhu ba'usa kedera shenes bashal ba. But all these halachos of atmana is only aser on the pot in which it was cooked. Aval impino l'kedera acheras, but the food was first poured to a different pot, mutter l'chocha kedera hi, you would be able to wrap that kedera, that without people problem of atmana. Atmana is only a problem, like we said, in the Kli Rishon, not in the Kli Sheni. That concludes the summary of the Mishabura, and Amir Tashem, in the next year we will begin Dinei Achnasa Shabbos, a whole new topic about preparation for Shabbos, and we'll get into the Zmanim with Tosefa Shabbos, Amir Tashem, and that's moving forward. Yashar Koyach.